Ivanoff Bay is considered more or less abandoned, but the folks in nearby Perryville keep ties to the four Kalmykovs who still call the place home. Alan Kalmykov, who one of his brothers describes as a gentle 66-year-old who has never been the type to stay home for long, wandered away from the others last Tuesday. His family says he's not the type to do a lot of drinking, but he may have been a little snookered that day. Wednesday came and went, and still no one had seen Alan. On Thursday, a call for help went out. On Friday, half a dozen volunteers from Perryville scoured the area. On Saturday, weather allowed two troopers to make the lengthy flight down to the village. Ethan Norwood was one of those state troopers, and he says he had no idea how challenging an area like Ivanoff Bay would be to search.
Because it's abandoned, so the whole village, what's not covered in very thick alder brush, is covered with chest-high fireweed and other grasses, so you can't see anything.
Every abandoned building and every trail were checked and rechecked Friday, Saturday, and again Sunday. The weather was foul. Kalmykov had been missing a full 5 days. He wasn't dressed for the elements, had no food or provisions, and was of ill health. Norwood says optimism that he would be found alive was fading.
He was not equipped for the weather. He was in poor health and had poor mobility, not able to walk without a cane, and needed seizure medication. So after that many days, it was starting to look kind of grim. You know, he was up against a quite an insurmountable task of even surviving with all the bears and the wolves and just the inclement weather.
On Monday, they decided to search one more time, making use of some improved weather to beat the bushes again, looking for clues. Miraculously, Norwood's partner, Sergeant Scott Quist from King Salmon, found Kalmykov about a half a mile from his house, in the brush, lying face down and not looking too well.
First thing he asked for was a cigarette, and then he just kept saying how appreciative he was that we found him. And he knew his family was missing him, and he wanted to get back and see him. Told us that he was a man of faith, and he never gave up.
Norwood says without his cane and with just one shoe, Kalmykov had been crawling on his hands and knees to move around. He told troopers he'd had at least one bear come dangerously close and that he hadn't had anything to eat. He was taken back home and revived with some food and tea. His family say they think a little too much alcohol may have led to his wandering away. Troopers think he may have had an elder moment, as he'd mentioned that he had gone off to find the principal of the school that has been closed for years. Perhaps it was a combination of both, but last Monday there was only cause to celebrate after one quarter of the population of Ivanoff Bay was back safe after an incredible 6 days alone outdoors in unforgiving country. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.